Burkina Faso's President Blaise Compaoré was at the airport to welcome Ivory Coast's President and Prime Minister as they arrived Tuesday afternoon. Mr. Compaoré brokered the peace deals that led to the Ouagadougou Accords the Ivorian leaders signed in March. Mr. Gbagbo and Mr. Soro have returned to Burkina Faso to hammer out further details in the peace process. Early stages have included the creation of mobile courts to register people born in Ivory Coast but lacking official papers. Gilles Yabi, an analyst for the International Crisis Group, says the next steps are absolutely crucial and somewhat contentious.
But very clearly now we are approaching the very key issues of the question of the mobile court was just a very small step in the whole process. Now we are talking about the process of identification, which will have electoral consequences because it will end up in a change in the list of electors in the whole country. So this is a very sensitive issue, and it was clear that it will not be easy to find agreement to push on this process.
The question of who gets an Ivorian ID card is central to the conflict. Rebels say they are fighting for millions of northerners who deserve Ivorian nationality. Supporters of Mr. Gbagbo say very few of them qualify. Last week, disagreement about who would oversee the process of issuing ID cards led Mr. Gbagbo's ally, Interior Minister Désiré Tagro, to walk out of talks. Tagro says his ministry has the authority to supervise the process. But Mr. Soro's camp says it is the Prime Minister's responsibility. The crisis group's Yabi says such disagreements are expected and are not likely to derail the peace agreement. He says Mr. Gbagbo and Mr. Soro's meeting in Ouagadougou is designed to reassure Ivorians the two are still working to find solutions. And he says Mr. Gbagbo's planned visit to northern Ivory Coast is a powerful symbolic event.
It will not mark an advance in the implementation of the Ouagadougou agreement, but it is just an additional sign of low tension in the country, and it can be important for the population of the north also to see some concrete action, to see that there is a possibility for normalization of daily life.
This is the first time Mr. Gbagbo will penetrate so far into the country's north. His only other visit since the conflict erupted in 2002 was to rebel headquarters in the city of Bouaké in July. Some Ivorians are skeptical about the visit. One opposition newspaper ran the headline, 7 years of terror, 3 days of charm, saying a 3-day visit cannot undo the harm caused by 7 years of Mr. Gbagbo's presidency. Opponents of the president say he's making the trip purely to gain political capital ahead of scheduled elections. Mr. Gbagbo says he has many opponents because he has tried to expand the economy beyond traditional trading partners like the former colonial power, France. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.